Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert brings a series of messages out of 1 Peter. So get close to your radio and have a Bible read and turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning in verse 5, as we take a look in the book.
How many know prayer will fix it? Every time. All you got to do is get down on your knees and say a little prayer to the Father, and prayer will fix it every time.
Yeah. Let us pray. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hear and you still answer prayer. Thank you for calling this meeting. You've called us to come to the mountaintop to get some help to fight the battles down there in the valley. Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. For you are strength and you are redeemer. Besides you, there is no other. Speak in a mighty way. Speak in such a way that the lost gonna be saved. The saved is gonna be encouraged. Backsliders are going to come back to you. And those in need of a church home, dear God, touch their heart that they can join even this morning. And we'll be careful to praise you for it, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we pray. Amen. Come on and put your hands together. Praise the Lord. I do want to thank the choir this morning for encouraging us, singing praises to our God, and blessing our hearts in the process. How many of you know whenever you do something for the Lord, God's people get blessed? Yeah, God's people. You can't aim in blessing God without there being a ricochet effect and blessing God's people. Amen. Thank God. Amen. But if you aim at the people, you'll miss God every time. Lord, have mercy. For those of you who have your Bibles, open with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse number 5 to 11. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 5 to 11. The scripture says, are you with me, by the way? All right. The scripture says, who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men's in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. And every man has received the gift. Even so, minister the same one to another as God's steward of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 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 On last week, I talked with you on the subject, what to do the rest of your life. And that was part one. So today I want to preach what to do the rest of your life, part two. So high five somebody and tell them, Pastor going to talk about what to do the rest of your life, part two. What to do the rest of your life, part two. Amen. Amen. Everybody need to get a good seat this morning. And buckle up your seat belt because we're in for a ride. Amen. Amen. What to do the rest of your life. Last week I began this message, what to do the rest of your life, and I gave you one point. And that point was this: keep sin in your past. Keep sin in your past. Sin should not be a part of a Christian's present. Neither should Christians be looking forward to going out and sinning in the future. Sin belongs in a believer's past, not in the present, not in the future. And that's what Peter was saying in these first four verses. Look at what Peter says. Peter says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. We're in a battle. We're in a fight. And you got to arm yourself. You got to arm your mind in this battle against sin, unless sin will overtake you. He says, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. One of your goals ought to be to stop sinning. Yeah, as a Christian, one of your goals ought not be to just get a new car, get new clothes, get a new house. It's one of your goals. There's nothing wrong with that. But one of your goals ought to be to stop sinning, to stop doing this sin and to stop doing that sin. You know what it is. Before you became a Christian, folks knew you as a certain kind of person. They may knew you as a drunkard. I may knew you as a gambler. Well, you need to stop gambling. Need to stop drinking. Because as soon as they see you drinking and you say that you are a Christian, that notify of what you just told them, that you was a Christian. It's going to be hard for them to believe that you are a Christian, and they knew that you was a drunken man, and they see you now toting the fifth with you. You're not going to be able to convince them that you're a Christian and you got a 40 ounce with you. Look at what he says. He said you ought to cease from sin. Be willing to go through some pain. When I used to work down there at the mission, a lot of those guys, they had to go through some detox. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They were so used to drinking and stuff, but they said, can we just have a sip? No, 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 you can't have even a sip. You got to be willing to go through some pain as you're withdrawing from your drinking. That's what he's saying. He that suffered, when you're suffering like that, you are ceasing from sin. Yeah. Amen. That he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. You need to be living the rest of your days pleasing God. It's all about pleasing God, not the will of man, but it's the will of God. The will of God ought to be the first thing in your life. It's all about not my will, but let thy will be done. It's the will of God. That's what he's talking about. He says, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. You already done sinned enough when you was out in the world. He said, you already done enough of that. Suffice, yeah, yeah. You already done enough for two and three lifetimes. Tell the truth and shame the devil, somebody. Because when the thing about people, when they sin, and they sin 100 miles an hour. Yes, they do. If you're going to go out, you go out big time. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Tell the truth and shame the devil. When you're going to get out on the dance floor, you dance with all your might out there. Hello, somebody. Lord have mercy. You cut it up out there. Amen. Whether you're doing the electric slide or the wash machine, it don't matter. You're cutting it up. Amen. We used to do the chicken, and then they call it the funky chicken. Let me leave that alone now. Amen. And then, but notice, Peter started naming some sins. Didn't it? We talked a little bit about this last week, just to refresh you, give you a refresher course. And then some of you weren't here, so let me just kind of give you a little what we did on last week. You walk in lasciviousness, because that's a big word. What is lasciviousness? What are we talking about when we're saying lasciviousness? We're talking about public indecency. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's when you sinned, and it ain't no shame in your game. You'll cuss a person out, and it ain't no shame about it. Yeah, you'll give a person the finger, and ain't no shame about it. You'll say anything, and it ain't no shame. You'll dress any kind of way, and if they don't like it, they got a problem about it. As a matter of fact, sometimes you don't even wear no dress, and if they got a problem, it's them. You know, I was watching television this week, and I saw something I ain't never saw before. I saw a show called Naked Dating. I said, what? I called Sister Webber. I said, come in here, Sister Webber. I said, because you ain't no believe this. They got a show on television. They're going out dating. The man fixing drinks and stuff. I say, now how in the world can he fix drinks? And that lady ain't got nothing on. Lord have mercy. And I was watching the show, and the show was getting good. My wife said, now what you still watching that for? I said, where the remote at? Where the remote? Let's get the remote. Lord have mercy. See, she was dating three fellas, and I wanted to see which fella won out. That's what that was about. I just need to go on with my sermon, don't I? I just need to go on. That ain't hipping. Y'all ain't going for it. But they got all kind of stuff on television. Lord have mercy. That's lasciviousness. Lust, that's unauthorized desires. And we talked a little bit about that last week, how the problem with the homosexuality is not a matter of love. Love ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah, Tina Turner will tell you that. Yeah, love ain't got nothing to do with that. That's all about lust. That's having a desire that's ungodly. Yeah. Just because you want something don't mean that that's what God's will is for your life. You can want another man's wife, but that ain't nothing but love. That's lust. Lord have mercy. Then he talked about the excess of wine and reveling. And these are two running partners, the excess of wine, and that's the drinking parties. Yeah, and the reveling, that's the sexual party. That's where you get your orgies and all kind of other illegal sex. Yeah. And so you're drinking and you're having sex go together. Y'all got your seat belts on this morning. You know, sometimes teenagers, as they're getting ready to go to college, they ask me, you know, is it okay to join the fraternity or sororities and things like that. And I have to let them know. I don't like to hurt nobody's feeling. But I tell them, no, I don't recommend that. Because you are a child of God now. And see, if you become a part of that, you have to make a pledge, not to that group, but to the Greek god or goddesses. Yeah. And see, the Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. See, the Bible says you can't serve two masters. And see, you're going to go around bragging about your sororities and fraternity rather than going around bragging about Jesus. But another reason I don't recommend it is because it's a secret society. And the church do not endorse any secret society. Whether it's a fraternity, sorority, whether it's the Masons, the Eastern Stars. We don't endorse any secret society. Why is that? Because in a lot of the secret societies, there's a lot of stuff that you see that's going on that's not right, that you hear going on that's not right, but you can't tell why. You don't swore to secrecy. Yeah. And then a lot of that, these groups, they have alcohol involved. Oh, my Lord. And whenever you have alcohol involved in a group and it ain't about Jesus, oh, you're getting ready to have some sin big time. And the thing about alcohol is just a setup drug. It's a drug, but it's a setup drug. And it's the oldest trick in the book, a setup drug for sex. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Let me go to the Bible with you. Look at Genesis 19 when you get home. Look at Genesis. Write this down. Genesis chapter 19 when you get home. Lot had two daughters. And they felt like that they was going to be the last ladies on earth without a man. So they got their daddy drunk. The oldest one got the daddy drunk one night, had sex with him. The youngest daughter got him drunk the next night, had sex with him, ended up Lot had two babies by his own daughters. Why is that? Because he got drunk. Drinking is the setup drug to have some sex. That's why I don't endorse that. Amen. If it ain't about Jesus, I'm talking about it got to be all about Jesus. See, a lot of folks, what they want to do, they want to sprinkle a little Jesus on top of it. Yeah, they want to put Jesus as like the icing on the cake, but the rest of the cake. Hello, somebody.
Bread of life.
See, think about rat
hole. Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.